All right, they got water, orange juice, and what looks like cider. Taste it.
Yep. It's fat. I drank fat. Yeah, I know. I did that 2 minutes ago.
Hey.
Hey, Mr. Tux.
Why aren't you guys dressed?
We have a half hour.
No, 4 minutes ago you had a half hour. We have to be out the door at 7:40.
Relax, Ross. We'll be ready. It only takes us 2 minutes to get dressed.
But you know, I'd feel a whole lot better if you got dressed now.
Okay.
Look at you, all sexy.
Really?
Oh. Wow. Oh, hi.
Hi.
How come you didn't come over earlier?
Because I'm a stupid, stupid man.
Hey, Ross. Mm. Want some cider?
No. So, let's see. You're pretty close, huh? Oh, makeup's on, hair's done.
Yeah, I just have to get dressed.
Yay. And that takes, what, just 6 or 7 minutes?
Yeah, once I figure out what I'm wearing.
Glass of fat?
No one told you life was gonna be this way. The job's a joke, you broke. Your love life's the old way. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. When it hasn't been your day, week, your month, even your year. But I'll be there for you.
Are you nervous about your speech?
Nope. You want to hear it?
Am I in it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, right after I thank everyone for giving money to the museum, I sing a song about the wonder that is Joey.
Hello.
Hey.
Whoa.
Wow, hello. You look great.
Thank you. I know, though.
You see this? This is a person who is ready to go. Phoebe, you are my star.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're my lucky penny.
All right. I took the quiz, and it turns out I do put career before men. Get up.
What?
You're my seat.
How is this your seat?
Because I was sitting there.
But then you left.
Well, it's not like I went to Spain. I went to the bathroom. You knew I was coming back.
What's the big deal? Sit somewhere else.
The big deal is I was sitting there last. So, it's my seat.
Well, actually, the last place you were sitting was in there, so...
You guys, you know what? You know what? It doesn't matter. Because you both have to go get dressed before the big vein in my head pops. So...
All right, Ross, I just have to do one thing really quickly. It's not a big deal. Get up!
Hi. Great! Not for I already. Ooh, are you gonna do magic?
That's funny. Change.
Hang on a second, I just got in.
Look, I don't care. It starts at 8. We can't be late.
And he could not, would not want to wait.
Look, our table is down in front, okay? My boss is gonna be there. Everyone will see if we arrive after it starts.
Has somebody been drinking my fat? You guys, does this look like something the girlfriend of a paleontologist would wear?
I don't know. You might be the first one.
Rach, did you check the machine?
No. Wait, you know what? This is the outfit that makes my calves look fat. Never mind.
Well, Joey, I wrote a little song today. It's called Get Up.
All right. You can have the chair.
Really?
Oh, my. Would you look at that?
It's me. I'm coming over now. Hey, what if I'm already there when you're playing this message? Is that too spooky?
Hi, Rach. Are you there? It's me. Pick up. Rachel. Rach.
What?
Never mind.
Monica, it's Richard. Call me.
Is that message old or new?
It's old. It's definitely old. Didn't you hear the double beep?
Well, what if it's new? I mean, we agreed not to talk. He could have something really important to say. Shouldn't I call him back?
Honey, you did call him back because it's really old.
Yeah, see, Mom, listen. When Carol and I broke up, I went through the same thing. And you know what I did?
Huh.
I got dressed. Really, really quickly. Okay? There we go.
You know what? Okay, fine. Don't get up. You just sit right there. I just hope you don't mind, you know, my hand right here.
Oh,
not touching. Can't get mad. Not touching. Can't get mad.
Oh my God! You rotten boys!
Sorry, Petey.
So what am I gonna do?
No, don't bump it. Don't. What gets out hummus?
Monica, you know what gets out hummus? If it is a new message, what is he calling to say? Okay, thanks. Yeah, I'll try that.
Maybe he's calling to say you're obsessive and crazy.
So should I call him back?
No!
All right, fine. You know what? We'll both sit in the chair.
Fine with me.
I'm so comfortable.
Me too. In fact, I think I might be a little too comfortable.
All right.
Okay, look, we have 19 minutes, okay? Chandler, I want you to go and change, okay? And then when you come back, Joey will go change, and he'll have vacated the chair, okay? Okay.
All right, fine. I'm going. When I get back, it's Chair City, and I'm the guy who's sitting in a chair.
Is this a little too... Phoebs, what happened?
Hummus, I got the hummus.
Oh, honey, well, we'll find you something. Do you want to wear my black jacket?
It won't go with this dress, though.
No, you're right. Well, we'll find you something. Let's just get you out of that.
No. Not out of that. Not out of clothes.
Monica, can Phoebe borrow your green dress?
I called him.
Oh.
Yes. Well, I got his machine and I left a message. But it's okay. It's okay. Because, you know, it was like a casual, breezy message. It was breezy.
Oh, God, what if it wasn't breezy?
Well, how could it not be breezy? No, because you're in such a breezy place.
I got it. I will play my message for you guys, and you can tell me if it's breezy enough.
But Monica, how are you going to do that?
I know the code to his answering machine.
Okay, Mom, I really don't think this is the... Okay, you're dialing. You are dialing.
Hi, this is Richard. Please leave a message at the tone.
You have two new messages.
Wow, what a cool job.
You have two new messages. Please pass the pie.
Hi, it's Monica. I'm just checking in because I got this message from you and I didn't know if it was old or new or what. So I'm just checking. So let me know. Or no, whatever. I'm breezy.
Hey, you can't say you're breezy. That totally negates the breezy.
Hola, it's me. Yesterday was really fun. Call me about this weekend, okay?
Now, she sounded breezy.
He's seeing someone. I can't believe he's seeing someone.
Monica, you don't know that.
Well, whose voice was that?
Maybe it was his sister's. You know, maybe it was his daughter's.
Michelle. Of course it was Michelle. Did it sound like Michelle?
Oh, great. It's starting to rain. That'll make it easier to get a cab.
It was Michelle.
Yeah.
It was definitely Michelle.
Okay. Phoebs, you go with Monica. Try on a green dress. If that doesn't work, you wear my gray silk one.
Oh, God, unless I wear it.
Well, you don't know what you're wearing?
Oh, honey, just trying to look nice for your big night.
Yeah, which we have to leave for in exactly 12 minutes. All right, come on. I'll just pick something out for you.
All right, you will notice that I am fully dressed. I, in turn, have noticed that you are not. So, in the words of A.A. Milne, get out of my chair, deal hole.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Well, you said I had to give you the chair. You didn't see anything about the cushions.
The cushions are the essence of the chair.
That's right. I'm taking the essence.
Oh, he'll be back. Oh, there's nobody in the room.
I'm sorry. I thought it looked pretty.
Ross, that was a Halloween costume. Unless you would like me to go to this thing as Little Bo Peep.
Look, I didn't recognize it without that inflatable sheep.
Yeah, which, by the way, Chandler, I would like back one of these days. Oh, reach, good. Listen, isn't this perfect for me? Oh, it's perfect, but not for tonight.
Well, no, of course not for tonight. No. Yeah, hi.
Okay, I know, Ben.
Not tonight? Not for tonight? What are you doing?
No, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Sorry. Okay. I love you. Breathe.
We used them as pillows when we went camping.
What?
The sheep.
Hey, what you do on your own time.
Where's my underwear?
Whoa. Come on, what? You took his underwear?
He took my essence.
Okay, hold on. Joey, why can't you just wear the underwear you're wearing now?
Because I'm not wearing any underwear now.
Okay, then why do you have to wear underwear tonight?
It's a rented tux, okay? I'm not going to go commando in another man's fatigue.
Well, then it looks like somebody's going to have to give somebody back his cushions.
Okay. You hide my clothes, I'm going to do the exact opposite to you.
What are you going to show me my clothes?
Hey, opposite is opposite.
He's got nothing!
Hey, I'm ready. Rachel didn't have anything that I liked, so, but she had this Christmas ribbon. I thought, all right, fine, I'll be political.
What are you supporting?
Duh, Christmas.
Okay, hey, that's okay with me. Two down, and I have exactly 12 minutes. My watch stopped. My watch. Okay, see, the dinosaur tail isn't going around anymore. What time is it? It's 7:33. I have 7 minutes.
Okay, Thieves, quick, which shoe should I wear? The black or the purple?
Just pick one, okay?
Oh, okay, the black. But do you have a black with, like, little strappies?
Yeah, but those really go better with pants. Maybe I should wear pants.
Yeah, pants. What an idea. Or better yet, how about you go without any pants? Look, I don't know what you're trying to do to me, but just get your butt in there and pick out any shoes that fit your feet, okay? No, I don't care if they match. I don't care if they make your ankles or your knees or your earlobes look fat, okay? No. Just do it. Go in there, pick something out so we can go.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. I've got to call Michelle. I've got to see if that was her voice or not. I'm sorry, I just have to.
It was. It was her voice.
Monica, I think you've gone over to the bad place.
Hola. Hello. Hello.
Okay. That was her, right?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So there you go. Woo! We're out of the woods. I think I'll get dressed now.
Yay. I'll get it. Okay.
Hi, Monica and Rachel's. Yeah, just a second. Can I ask who's calling?
Oh, it's Michelle. Oh,
she must have that caller ID thing. You should get that.
Michelle? Yeah, that was me. I dialed your number by mistake.
Can you just try to...
Oh, you're so sweet. Yeah, we were a great couple. I know, I really miss him. Well, you know how it is. It's just...
Actually,
it's
weird.
I heard this.
Donald Duck never wore pants. But whenever he's getting out of the shower, he always puts a towel around his waist. I mean, what is that about?
Michelle, I only beeped in so I could hear my own message. I mean, that's allowed. Yaha! I mean, look, you know what? I would really appreciate it if you wouldn't tell your dad about... What do you mean you don't feel comfortable with this? Come on, we're friends! That bitch always hated me. Calling her back.
No, tick, 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 tick.
Okay, fine.
Okay.
You got a phone in there, right?
Okay, we're on it.
I know it says black tie optional, but this may be pushing it a little.
I'm not gonna go.
You're not gonna go?
No, I
think I'm going to catch up on my correspondence.
How can you not be going?
I'm not going to go. So I think that will accomplish the not going.
You know, just out of curiosity.
Well, ever since I was humiliated and yelled at in front of my friends, I'm just, I don't know, not in a very museum benefit-y kind of mood.
Right. Okay. God, I'm sorry I yelled.
It's fine.
No, but you're mad.
I'm not mad.
No,
I'm just not going.
You're not going.
Right.
Okay. You know that I have to go,
mm-hmm.
Right? So is it going to be like I'm abandoning you while you're upset?
No.
No. Because you're not upset
right.
about the yelling.
Right, and the humiliating.
Well, of course, the humiliating. So we're okay.
Mm-hmm.
We're good.
Right.
Okay. Honey?
Yes, Ross?
I love you.
Mm-hmm.
Get away from me! Ow!
She's just getting dressed.
Is it wrong that I was totally aroused by that?
Okay, buddy boy, here it is. You hide my clothes, I'm wearing everything you own.
Oh, my God! That is so not the opposite of taking somebody's underwear.
Look at me. I'm Chandler. Could I be wearing any more clothes? Maybe if I wasn't going commando. Yeah. Whew. I'll tell you, it's hot with all this stuff on. I better not do any, I don't know, lunges.
Okay. Enough with the lunging. No, I'm sick of this, okay? I've had it up to here with you two. Neither of you can come to the party.
Jeez, what a baby.
Yeah, Ross, way to ruin it. I was just going to go get dressed.
You know what? I don't care. The only person I cared about getting dressed is the one person that says she's not even going to go. Look, Rich, I'm sorry, okay? Look, I was a jerk, okay? I'm sorry I yelled. I want you there. I need you there. Look, what can I do to show you how much I want you to be there?
You could drink the fat.
All right, welcome to an adult conversation.
Wait a minute. That sounds interesting.
What?
I think you should drink the fat.
Yay! Okay. If that's what it takes to show you how much you mean to me and how much I want you there, then that's what I'll do.
Wait, let me get you another glass that's been sitting out.
I think this will be fine. Okay, vanilla milkshake, just a vanilla milkshake. But chicken bits floating in it. Cheers.
No, okay, don't. I'll go.
You will?
You were really gonna do that, weren't you?
Well, yeah.
You were gonna drink the fat.
Let's see what else he'll do.
How about instead you go get changed? You, give him back his underwear. I'm gonna go get a cab. I want everyone downstairs in 2 minutes. Monica!
Stop it.
Ross went to get a cab so we can all... Well, what are you doing? No, Monica, no!
Hi, this is Richard.
You have 3 new messages.
Not anymore.
Message list. To record your message, begin speaking at the tone.
Hi, Richard, it's Monica. Listen, I did something kind of crazy tonight. Maybe I'm getting my period or something, I don't know. I beeped into your machine and I heard this message that freaked me out. And, you know what? Michelle will tell you the rest. I'm sorry, okay? And I hope that we can just forget the whole thing. Okay, bye.
Your outgoing message has now been changed.
Outgoing? Did that say outgoing? Not outgoing!
Hi, Richard, it's Monica. Listen, I did something kind of crazy tonight. Maybe I'm getting my period or something. I don't know.
No! Well, how did you do that?
I don't know.
Goodbye.
No!
Okay. Okay, okay. I've got two cabs and no people. Go, go, go.
Maybe we could call the phone company. Maybe they could change the message. Maybe they could change his number.
Yeah, I think after this, he'll be doing that himself.
Rachel! Wow. You look... Wow.
And I still have about 5 seconds to spare.
Oh. Okay, that was about 7 seconds.
So we're a little late.
Oh, and, by the way.
What?
I'm going commando, too.
Oh.
Dr. Keller.
Hmm?
Sherman Whitfield, London Institute.
Wow, what a pleasure.
Well, I have to tell you, I was quite impressed with your paper on pre-Cretaceous fossils.
Oh, nice.
Yes, it confirmed everything I'd written.
Excuse me. Hi.
Yes?
Well, you're kind of sitting in my seat.
What do you mean, your seat?
I mean, I was sitting there.
But you got up.
But I never left the room.
But you left the chair area.
All right, that's it. Give me your underwear.